Well, good morning, InterBet team. We're at Turfantine on the Stand side, Sunday the 19th of April. Nine race program, 25 penchrometer, false rails of 3 meters. So we got good to soft today. There's been a bit of rain around Johannesburg. 12:15, race 1, 1160 meters, maiden plate. And the 5-4 favorite is Dad's Dream. Has got 4 very good runs and gets the blinkers. The other horse that gets the blinkers is the second favorite is in the Willow. The Peter runner with Tembu on him, a very good rider, Matembu, and this is certainly worth considering as a danger. Gathering Winter, also 5-2, much improved last run. The rest don't look like they're racing for first or second prize. Race 2, Maiden Juvenile played 1400 meters. Brave's Oracle is scratched. 2, Mega Awesome. I thought this ran a pretty good race first time. 12.25 lengths, was given absolutely no chance. 1400 will suit it. Fourie gets a leg up. This will be the springer in the race and might be worth having a close look at going down to the start. Sheriff Bull Brown's your favorite of 14-10. Boodle Arcus with Damela, much improved last run. Snap Your Fingers number 8 is 18-10 in the bet. Zaki gets the ride now because Mark Jacobson is indisposed. Race 3, Maiden Juvenile Plate Fillies, 1400 meters. Does Your Mother Know is my strong first choice. 2 very good runs show pace. Zaki on it now. Well drawn at 2. I think it's a banker. Onward, not a bad first run. Gets Fourie for the cock. Prophecies. Habib rides us now for Corvus Rue, and that might improve it. Race 4, Maiden Plate, 1400 meters. Sendai, nice last run. Yeni rides well for Bronkhorst, and I think will go very well. Danger could be Quivano, but this has been disappointing. But when you see Damela on it, just take big notice because he rode it last time, comes back in trip. Drawn 11 is not in his favor. Brave Warm will improve. Showed pace first time out and now gets the pacifiers. Race 5, Maiden Plate, Fillies and Merziger, 1400 meters. Sapphire Sun is a big player at a big price, 25-1. Drawn 2, not striding out last time. It had form before then. Should go much better here. The favorite's Green and Gold, and obviously the horse to beat. Backed heavily last time. Given too much to do. The Mellow's still on it, and there goes an extra 200 meters today. But be very careful of Master's Rose, Alec Laird's runner. Big each-way play, 6-1. Its last run, there've been 2 winners out of it, and that form looks very, very strong. There's been money for Miss River Dance. There've been no winners out of her 2 runs that she's had so far, but Fourie gets a border. For Corey Leslie, always take a note of that type of jockey booking. Race 6, Pinnacle, 1600 meters. With the scratching of Chronicle King, it becomes extremely open, and anything can really win this race. Even Skittle Skies, which is 16-1, ignore his last start, got some sort of form, so I'm going the whole lot of them here. Sunset Riot might be the right horse. It's won 2 very nice races by margins. Should go well with the 1.5 claim she rode it last time, Michaela Mikkel. Kiss Houghton, 3rd run after a rest. Habib's ridden it 7 times, 3 wins in 3 places. That's obviously a player, but all the others press on regardless. Musical Score, 2nd run, gets some blinkers. Will he meet again? Shows pace. Absolute field race. Race 7, Divided Fillies and Mares, that go 2,000 meters. Kissing Machine, you ignore its last start. I think it will go really well here. Future Date, McThawley, got to have some sort of chance. And then Scarlet O'Hara, she's only had 3 runs this filly. Seister has ridden on all 3 occasions, so he knows how to get the best of her. Azaleas Fall goes over this trip much better than the trips that she's been running over, so she should be a player too, well worth putting into your play. Race 8, Fillies and Mares, 2,000 meters. Special Star looks absolutely ready, the De Kock runner. I really liked this last time. Was beaten by Azaleas for all and was under pressure the whole way. It looks like she's still growing this filly and just needs a bit of time, but she's going to get better and better and better, and you'll see her start improving. So she goes into everything. Sanscript's your favorite one, an easy maiden. 8, Silver Flare, 3rd run after rest. Have a close look at that. Might be worth putting into bigger perms. Race 9, Merry Rate at 76, handicapped, they got 1,800 meters. Extremely difficult race. Mogaras has moved all his horses to De Kock, it seems. A Real Stunner gets his first run for De Kock, and so does Naratoy. I think that Real Stunner is probably the right one of the two. Faree gets the leg up, put it into everything. I think that looks like a player here. Complete Underachiever had 16 runs and 1 win in 8 places. The De Kock team have taken the cheek pieces off. Look for a big, big run from Real Stunner. Orange County is your favorite, and there's been a lot of money for this one. J.C. Boortis for Stuart Pettigrew could be the one they've all got to beat. I thought Storm Ahead improved last time. Arctic Silver's got some form and improved with the blinkers. Blinkers are on it again. And Royal Engagement. St. John Gray's runner, number 8. Don't leave that out of your play. And then you also got to put in Full Go. Have a great day.